This is Jay Sekulow. Pastor Saeed in jail in Iran. His wife speaks out.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
A dual citizen of both Iran and the United States of America who has been in prison since September because of his Christian faith. And his wife, who's in the United States, Nagme, is joining us right now. And tell us about Saeed's faith.
Saeed comes from a strong Muslim background, and he had a very powerful conversion in 2000, had an encounter with Lord Jesus Christ, and that changed his life, and he became a Christian, a witness for Christ inside of Iran, and that's where his journey as a Christian began, and soon after is where he was considered a criminal. It's just been very emotional for the kid. My six-year-old understands so much more. A few weeks ago, she was crying, Mommy, I'm forgetting Daddy's voice. I don't remember how his voice sounds anymore.
When's the last time you've spoken to your husband?
Actually, this morning, by some miracle, he called his family's house in Iran, and they were able to call from another cell phone, and we got to speak through phone to phone. And he was desperately wanting to hear our kid's voice.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
I do hope the State Department will get involved in this. You know, he is a U.S. citizen, and we really need to rethink what it is that we're doing in some of these countries and our monetary support and military support in some of these countries that would ever support such a thing.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. Well, we're talking about the plight of a 32-year-old Iranian who happens to be a U.S. citizen. He is a convert from Islam to Christianity. He's been a pastor for a number of years in Iran and in the United States. He was leading one of the house church movements in Iran. Tremendous testimony. We were on yesterday on Sean Hannity's television broadcast with his wife, Pastor Saeed's wife, Nagme, and discussing this issue. And Jordan, as we look at the situation right now and the danger that he's in one of the most dangerous prisons in Iran. He's been arrested by the Revolutionary Guard. His crime is that he's a Christian, and they're going to say it was crimes against the state, which is what they always do. And he could be facing a death sentence for this, because apostasy is exactly that. He's a Muslim convert to Christianity. Makes it even more difficult than Yousef Nardakhani's case.
Yeah, and they try never to get caught with documentation on apostasy. So we did that. We caught them in Pastor Youssef's case. We had that documentation. That was the actual charge. But publicly, they had always claimed it was these national security charges. Think of treason or spying or espionage. And these are the charges, like in any country, legitimate government or authoritarian dictatorial regimes, those are the most serious crimes. Here in our own country, very serious crimes that carry as much as the penalty of death.
Yeah, you've got a situation, folks, that is extremely serious right now. And by the way, we're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. You've got to ask yourself, where's the United States State Department on this? This is a U.S. citizen. Nothing so far. Fox News reached out to the State Department and has gotten no response. We've got a U.S. citizen. Jordan, has there been any communication from the State Department of significance here?
Not yet. Nothing publicly from the U.S. State Department at all. It's a U.S. citizen, but there's, you know, this international law precedent about even in these kind of situations, because he's got that Iranian citizenship, Iran can claim, we don't care if he has the U.S. citizenship, he's here, and we're charging him here. So,
right.
Speaking out, it may not be able to solve everything, but at least doing so and acknowledging that to the world would be very helpful.
All right, folks, we're going to take your calls, and we want to know what you have to say about this. We've got another one of these dictatorial Islamic regimes holding an American. And so far, the State Department's doing nothing. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Well, the State Department may be doing nothing, but we're doing something. And that something is we are gathering names right now for a petition. We want to get to 50,000. We're at about 17,000 right now, 16,000 online. So go to ACLJ.org. This man's going to spend Christmas in jail in an Iranian prison. His kids are forgetting the voice of their father. I'm going to play that sound for you in just a moment, the wife talking about that. Horrible situation. We need your help. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. It's Christmas. We could do something about this. 1-877-989-2255. Signing a petition demanding the release of an American Christian pastor held in Iran. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
You remember the lengthy imprisonment of Youssef Nader Khani, a Christian pastor who spent nearly 3 years in prison in Iran because of his faith, freed only after an international outcry demanding his release. Now, the ACLJ is involved in a new case of religious persecution in Iran. We represent the family of a pastor, an Iranian U.S. citizen, being held in an Iranian prison because of his Christian faith. American pastor Saeed Abedini has a wife and two young children living here in the United States. He's been imprisoned in Iran for months, now facing charges that could result in a lengthy prison term or possibly even the death penalty. The ACLJ is mobilizing all of its international resources, urging the UN, the U.S. government, and Congress to demand the release of Pastor Saeed. Now you can add your name to our petition demanding his immediate release. Sign our petition now. Demand that Iran free American pastor Saeed immediately. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. The release of Pastor Youssef Nader Khani would not have happened without the tremendous coverage from the Christian media and from global news networks like Fox News. Media coverage kept the spotlight on Pastor Youssef, and while the ACLJ is grateful to the millions of people who stood with us in the fight to free Pastor Youssef, the ACLJ is also grateful for the news organizations that kept the focus on this story, including Fox News anchor Megyn Kelly, who interviewed ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow about the victory.
I want to thank you and Fox News for covering this because it gave it a global interest.
The American Center for Law and Justice is specifically dedicated to the ideal that religious freedom and freedom of speech are inalienable, God-given rights. And you stood up for those principles successfully here. Jay, good for you.
With Pastor Youssef now free, the ACLJ continues its work, now focusing on the persecution of other Christians whose rights, whose freedoms are being threatened. Learn more about the work of the ACLJ online, aclj.org.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. So we've got a 32-year-old Iranian who is also a U.S. citizen, Pastor Saeed. He is a Christian convert from Islam. He's been ministering in Iran. And right now we've got a very dangerous and troubling situation because he's in the notorious, brutal Evin prison. No charges has been filed against him, but of course we know what he's being held for. He's being held because he's a Christian. They'll say that's subversive against the state. Our State Department has done nothing. We want to hear from you on this. If you want to talk to us on air, it's 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We're working to get this pastor's release. I want to play for you a statement that was made yesterday by his wife. I want you to listen to Nagmay very carefully, and then I'm going to ask you to take a direct call to action.
It's been very emotional for the kid. My six-year-old understands so much more. She's been asking questions, you know, and a few weeks ago she was crying, Mommy, I'm forgetting Daddy's voice. I don't remember how his voice sounds anymore. I mean, we had to try to arrange some kind of a call so she could hear his voice for a few
minutes. That tells
you
the nature of what we've got here. I mean, I want to, again, emphasize, I'm forgetting to hear my daddy's voice, and I'm going to ask that we get that segment for everybody, and we're going to have that posted on the website, that portion of it, crying. Mommy, I'm forgetting my daddy's voice. I don't remember what his voice sounds anymore. He's in jail right now. It is Christmas. He's a U.S. citizen. The State Department's not doing anything. We are. Jordan, what's the calls to action here? What are the steps we're going to take?
Well, the first call to action is to get his story out to your friends, your family, your pastor, church members, your email list, Facebook and Twitter, just sharing it with your family. It's all available at aclj.org. We know that's always the first key, is getting people familiar with the family, the story, so when they hear about it again, they're reminded of what they've read. We've got photos. We've got sound. You can see it all. She's been on the interviews with us already. So this is a real person you can connect with here in the United States, with a wife and the children whose father, an American Christian, is stuck in the worst prison in Iran. And so when you connect to that, get it to your friends and family. And what our job is here at the ACLJ is to take your support by joining our petition, getting it to the White House, getting it to President Obama's staff, getting it to the State Department, putting more pressure for at least a comment about this situation, and, of course, members of Congress. As of yesterday, you have to remember, everybody is hearing about this for the most part for the first time ever.
Right. So what happened after yesterday? All right, well, we've got a situation where the media yesterday report went, and we've got a much more broad-based understanding of his situation. And I will tell you that when you have this, media starting. That is the beginning, but it's not the end. We've got to get the governmental reaction here. So we're going to be taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. You can also, by the way, if you want to sign the petition, there's an easy way to do it. And over 16,000 of you have at ACLJ.org. We're at 16,500. You can like it on Facebook, as Jordan said, share it there. Okay, and also call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Let's go to Bill, who's calling on line four from Wyoming. Hi, Bill. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Okay, thank you for having me on. I'll ask my question and get off
sure.
the line. If they're going to act, if the State Department's going to act this way towards this minister there in Iran, how's this going to bode for citizens in other areas like Egypt or even our missionaries?
Not good. I mean, the situation actually is very, very troubling. And the situation that I think we have to realize is, I mentioned this on Hannity last night, the Coptic Christians are having a very difficult time in Egypt. Here we've got a U.S. citizen that's been placed in jail. His crime is that he's a Christian. And you wonder what is going on here. And it was interesting. Sean Hannity asked his wife, Nagme, about how he got picked up. Let's take a listen to this as number nine.
Obviously, he's gone back and forth here. Had little problems, but not big problems. What happened in this case that was different?
I believe that this time the Revolutionary Guard has been handling Saeed's case, and previously the intelligence police was. And I believe the recent change from the intelligence police to the Revolutionary Guard has changed the way they've been treating Christians and mm-hmm. Christian activities in Iran.
So there you have it. It's the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. Jordan, how significant is that?
Well, I mean, listen, the Iranian Revolutionary Guard runs Iran. They are not just the Iranian military. They are actually loyal only to the Ayatollah. They operate businesses, billions of dollars in businesses. It's about 250,000 people. They also started Hezbollah. They run Hezbollah, the Army of God in Lebanon, which is fighting for the Assad regime as we speak today in Syria. This is a billion-dollar business entity. It is the force that surrounds the Ayatollah, and they are kind of have their own. They do have their own legal system. This is the Islamic Revolutionary Court, not the regular Iranian court system for criminal law.
So what you've got is, being in the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, he's basically a political prisoner. And again, this is where you come in, folks. We want to secure his release. To do this, we've got to have global support. And that starts with getting people, as Jordan said, educated. We produced, by the way, about a minute piece. It's about 60, 70-second piece that summarizes the case. It's available at ACLJ.org. It's on our Facebook. Share it. Get it out to your friends. It really sums up the case in about 60 seconds. But what we've got, it's very simple. We've got an American citizen, a U.S. citizen, in prison in one of the most brutal prisons in Iran because he's a Christian pastor. And his family hasn't seen him for 6 months now. And we've got a situation where we've got to take direct action. I need your help on this. We've got to get to 50,000 signatures on this petition. We're at about 17,000 or so. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org for you to participate in this. And again, we do need to hear from you. And if you want to talk to us on air, it's 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Where is the U.S. administration on this? That's the great question of the day. And what is happening to Christians in the Middle East because of this? 1-800-684-3110. Jordan, who do we have next?
Nick's calling in from Montana on line three. Nick, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hey, Nick.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me today.
Okay.
I just wanted to make a comment that it feels to me like we have a State Department that is too caught up in being politically correct and not doing anything for the Christian pastor in Iraq.
Well, you know, we got reaction out of the State Department and assistance when it was Youssef Nardakhani's case. Now, I don't want to be too hard on the State Department, although, you know, this is a U.S. citizen here, so it makes it even easier for the State Department to engage. Jordan, what is the hesitation right now? I know there's this international law and the dual citizenship issues, but what is the real hesitation? I mean, this is a U.S. citizen. We should, through diplomatic channels, be working on his release.
Here's, I think, some of the difficulty is, well, he's got the dual citizenship. But remember, after enough pressure, our own State Department, the White House, the members of Congress, spoke out about not an American citizen, Pastor Youssef Nadarkhani, who is an Iranian. He does not have U.S. citizenship or any kind of status here. And they still spoke out and condemned Iran and called on his for his release. This is an American. So it took some time for them to do that, but that was for an Iranian. Now, we may have wanted it quicker and faster because we understand the persecution issue and the Christian issue. But here, the delay shouldn't happen. He is an American citizen. This is not just talking about a pastor who happens to be in Iran who's facing persecution. It's an American pastor who happens to be in an Iranian jail facing the threat of life-threatening. I mean, you can, you know, this jail, Dad, and this is well-documented. For political prisoners, religious prisoners, the list goes on. Most of the time, when you get stuck in this system, if you don't have an advocacy program for you, you disappear, which he hasn't, you don't make it to your trial. You know, you may not have a death sentence, but you're in jail cells with people who are beating you and guards who are beating you, and your health is not taken care of. So it's a real concern every extra day you've got to spend in that kind of system.
Part of what we're trying to do right now is build public awareness of this pastor's plight, this U.S. citizen. Again, I underscore that. I was on Sean Hannity's broadcast with Nagmeh, his wife, last night, and we discussed it. And then the next portion of the program, the next program after Hannity, of course, is Greta Van Susteren's program, On the Record. Former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin was on as well. And fortunately for this pastor, and this is significant here, is that Governor Palin was asked the question about this Christian pastor, number six. Take a listen.
Governor Palin, your thought tonight about a Christian in Iran who is now in custody.
I do hope the State Department will get involved in this. You know, he is a U.S. citizen. And I think this illustrates, too, though, that brutality, that lack of freedom in these Islamic countries, and makes you wonder, why is it that we're led to believe, Americans collectively led to believe, that perhaps it's just a fine thing for Americans to be willing to spend and shed our own blood and treasure to usher in Sharia democracy in the Middle East?
Yeah, and Sharia democracy, you see what that's getting. Nothing good, and that's exactly why we're fighting. Folks, here's what I want to do. As you go to a break, as we go to a break, you go to your phones right now, 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. If you want to discuss this issue and take action, there's an easy way to do it, ACLJ.org. You can just go to the website, sign your name with over 16,000 others, or you can call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. And folks, we've got a Christian pastor, he's a U.S. citizen, he's Iranian descent, Muslim convert to Christianity, a U.S. citizen, I'm saying it again, he's a citizen of the United States, he's in a brutal prison in Iran. Here's the answer to the State Department: get him out. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 to take action. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255.
The release of Pastor Youssef Nadarkhani would not have happened without the tremendous coverage from the Christian media and from global news networks like Fox News. Media coverage kept the spotlight on Pastor Youssef, and while the ACLJ is grateful to the millions of people who stood with us in the fight to free Pastor Youssef, the ACLJ is also grateful for the news organizations that kept the focus on this story, including Fox News anchor Megyn Kelly, who interviewed ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow about the victory.
I want to thank you and Fox News for covering this because it gave it a global interest.
The American Center for Law and Justice is specifically dedicated to the ideal that religious freedom and freedom of speech are inalienable, God-given rights. And you stood up for those principles successfully here. Jay, good for you.
With Pastor Youssef now free, the ACLJ continues its work, now focusing on the persecution of other Christians whose rights, whose freedoms are being threatened. Learn more about the work of the ACLJ online, aclj.org. You remember the lengthy imprisonment of Youssef Nadarkhani, a Christian pastor who spent nearly 3 years in prison in Iran because of his faith, freed only after an international outcry demanding his release. Now, the ACLJ is involved in a new case of religious persecution in Iran. We represent the family of a pastor, an Iranian U.S. citizen, being held in an Iranian prison because of his Christian faith. American pastor Saeed Abedini has a wife and two young children living here in the United States. He's been imprisoned in Iran for months. Now, now facing charges that could result in a lengthy prison term or possibly even the death penalty. The ACLJ is mobilizing all of its international resources, urging the UN, the U.S. government, and Congress to demand the release of Pastor Saeed. Now you can add your name to our petition demanding his immediate release. Sign our petition now. Demand that Iran free American Pastor Saeed immediately. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, ACLJ.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. A lot of you have been waiting patiently. We're going to get to your calls right now. And I want to make sure that people understand the significance of what we've got here. We've got a U.S. citizen, 32-year-old Iranian by birth, a Muslim convert to Christianity. He's been a pastor for about 10 years, ministered in and out of Iran during that period of time. He's been picked up and placed in the Evin prison, which is a brutal prison facility, and he's in jail. Of course, no charges filed, which is typical for this regime. Jordan's in our studios in Washington, D.C. David French, our senior counsel and director of our digital advocacy, is here with me in our media center. And David, this is an unusual situation because we've got a U.S. citizen here, but also, so far, not a lot of reaction from the State Department. Jordan said, you know, we're just now getting word, significant attention to this, and that's going to help. But this is a troubling development because it is a U.S. citizen, and we're not getting a lot of help from our own government here.
That's exactly right. I mean, this is a situation where we have an American in Iranian custody. Sound familiar?
Right.
With the American response ineffectual. Again, sound familiar? But this time, as opposed to 1979, when we had a lot of hostages, unfortunately, we have the ability to mobilize more people and more international outrage, as we've already done with Pastor Youssef.
Yeah, one of the things that's happened here is the Nardacani matter, I think, for in some perception issues anyways, is that there was a death penalty that was on this pastor. He was sentenced and convicted. Here there's been no charges filed, but what people need to understand, they could not file charges for 10 years. I mean, they could never file charges and keep him in jail.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, this is a different situation. It's a different case. Obviously, it's Christian persecution, and he is an Iranian citizen as well. But there we were at a point where 3 years in jail instead of a few months, and facing death by hanging, and right on the edge of that, and an emergency appeal to a Supreme Court, and a case that was sent back, and a question over whether or not he was Muslim enough to execute. This situation has been still more vague because Iran does not like the world knowing that they've charged people with apostasy and execute them for it. So they come out with these national security crimes. That's what they always said about Youssef. The difference there was we had the documents signed by the judges that no one ever said wasn't real, that said, sentenced to death because he's a Christian and a convert, and then sent back, is he basically at the age of majority? So was he Muslim at the right age to be considered an apostate? This is a situation where Pastor Saeed, he was 20 years old, so he's way past that. They've got this whole array of things they can do. And the threat of, imagine just being a Muslim convert to Christianity in the worst prison in Iran, and what the other individuals are like and what those Iranian Revolutionary Guard interrogators are like when they know, on top of that, you're also a U.S. citizen.
All right, let's do this. Let's go right to our phones. We're taking your calls. And by the way, remember, folks, we're here for another full half hour. So if you don't get us on your local station, just go to – if you've got SiriusXM, of course, we're there, or ACLJ.org. We're streaming it live, of course, and it'll be archived as well. Let's go ahead and go to the phones. Who do we have next?
Jillian's calling in from Montana Online 4. Jillian, welcome to JSecuo Live.
Hi, Jillian.
Good morning, Mr. Secuo. How are you?
I'm good.
I am just calling because I was wondering, and I'm not trying to excuse the State Department, but how much is this our fight, as in the Christians' fight? I mean, you've been on the air for over 2 days, and we only have 17,000 signatures from the Christians. We have 50% of Americans claiming to be Christians. I mean, yes, the State Department is supposed to be helping, but what about the children of God?
Now, look, you bring up we were meeting on this morning to build support because, you've got a couple things going on here. We've got to be realistic. As we're broadcasting this on TV, you'll be seeing it after Christmas, but for our radio audience, of course, we're a few days before Christmas. So there's a lot of people have a lot of other things they're doing right now. We did get good coverage on Hannity last night. That was the first national story on it. Lisa Daftari, a Fox News contributor, wrote a piece that was posted on FoxNews.com. And, David, we've also posted a very short video presentation of this to start building up interest on this.
Well, that's right. We're really moving the story along with Fox News into the wider world in the middle of the holidays. And it's often difficult, you know, as you said, just being realistic, to get people to pause and to think about something that's happening 7,000 miles away. But what's happening to him is every bit as real as if it was happening in our own backyard. And that's what we have to understand and what we have to engage on.
Well, we're going to continue to do that. And you bring up a great question, Jillian, and we're going to do that right now. We need you to take action. You heard what Jillian said. We're expecting the State Department to do something. Well, maybe they will if we all get involved. But we've got to get national outrage on this from all 50 states. ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Let's grab another phone call.
Ruben's calling from California on line 6. Ruben, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Ruben.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, you're on the air.
Yes, thanks. Thanks for taking my
sure.
I want to urge to people to sign the petition. I am from that region. I understand that culture. I'm a U.S. citizen for about 15 years, and my family is a Christian convert. The mindset of people right now over there in the jail is they consider the pastor as a traitor. One of the worst things you can do in a Muslim culture is if you renounce Muslim religion and accept anything else. So he's kind of looked down upon by even the worst criminals in there. So only friend he has right now is, of course, Jesus, God, and U.S. citizens, and especially Christians. So please sign the petition.
Well, listen, I appreciate that, folks. That's the second call in a row that understands the difficulty that we've got here. We, you know, I went on Hannity. I understand the blazes now. Glenn Beck's people are sending this out around the country, this little video montage that we put together, David. But building up, you know, we're using our digital resources. Part of this is media advocacy. You win these cases by media advocacy. We're not marching into the courtrooms of Iran. He does have Iranian lawyers we're working with, but we can't march into the courtroom of Iran, but we can build up a global media advocacy petition here, and that's exactly what we're doing.
You know, and the earlier caller brought up a great point. Is the State Department going to care if we don't care? But we do care, and we're trying to mobilize a Christian community that's understandably focused in a million different directions this time of the year to realize that there is a human life at stake, someone who has brought the gospel in one of the darkest areas and most unreached areas in the entire world. That's a level of courage that most of us can't comprehend. Imagine that.
Right. Yeah, Jordan, let me, last thing here before we go to break. Again, if you want to talk to us on air, it's 800-684-3110. We're here for that other 30 minutes. Sirius XM, you're getting us live. 1-800-684-3110. If not, go to aclj.org. We get to the critical mass number here. What's the first move governmentally we do?
Governmentally is just people speaking out, and that's just the State Department. We want that recognition. From the State Department, this is an American citizen being held. It's a violation of human rights. We want him back. We want him home, reunited with his family. Release him now. We know he's been, he's facing interrogations, torture. His family in Iran is being threatened. That kind of a statement. I mean, they've made those kind of statements for people who aren't Americans. And so I would think at least that, understanding that the U.S. government cannot solve every problem, especially what's happening inside Iran, who doesn't have a lot of respect for our government publicly. But privately, we're the United States of America still, and those hikers got out, and Pastor Youssef was released. And if you speak out, if you latch onto this story and get involved today, we can have positive outcomes, but it takes that momentum. It really does, or else things in Washington, these statements don't happen.
Yeah, and of course, we're fighting. You got the Battle of Christmas right now, and, everybody's talking about can you say Merry Christmas? Well, you could say Merry Christmas, but let me tell you what this pastor's saying in this prison right now. I'm sure he's praying because who knows what's happening to him. You go to your phones right now. Let's do something at this Christmas season and help get him released. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Take action now.
The ACLJ is mobilizing all of its international resources, urging the UN, the U.S. government, and Congress to demand the release of Pastor Saeed. Now you can add your name to our petition demanding his immediate release. Sign our petition now. Demand that Iran free American Pastor Saeed immediately. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. And I'll tell you right now that we've got a situation with a 32-year-old Iranian pastor who is a U.S. citizen. I do want to emphasize the fact that he's a U.S. citizen here because that makes this different than the Yousef Nardakhani case. There should be some outcry coming from our government. There's not. But he's in prison right now. No charges filed. The charges will be, you know, action against the state, and that's because, of course, he's a Christian, and he's a convert from Islam, which makes it even more difficult there. And I will tell you that we've got a fight for his release, and it's exactly what we're doing, but I want to put a theological perspective on the suffering here, what this pastor's dealing with, because this is a significant, you know, we've had a lot of questions that have come in today about persecution, why would Christians be persecuted like this, or the alternative, Christians are going to be persecuted, so why are we surprised at this? By the way, we're not surprised at it, but it doesn't mean we don't take action, is what we're saying here. Michael Easley is the lead pastor at the Fellowship Church and is a Bible teacher, commentator, and a good friend. And Michael, welcome to the broadcast again. Thanks for being back with us.
Good to see you.
All right, so the first question, and we've got a lot of calls coming in, folks. If you want to talk to us on air, 800-684-3110, we will get to your calls, 1-800-684-3110. The question that came in the most is, well, Christians are going to be persecuted, so why are we surprised by this? As if to say, that's the cost of being a Christian, so do nothing.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, it is true. We're going to be persecuted.
Right.
We're insulated here in the States for the most part.
Absolutely.
We're insulated. But what we don't understand is, what was some estimate, 200 million believers around the world are persecuted, where the World Evangelical Alliance speculates and postulates. So I think the reality is we have freedom under government, as you are often championing, and how do we utilize that as Christians to leverage what freedom we have to help those who are being persecuted?
So the persecution is to come, but, you know, the Apostle Paul said when he was in prison, hey, look, I'm a citizen of Rome.
Yep.
So before you start doing this stuff, understand I have rights as a Roman citizen. This pastor, unlike the Yousef Nardakhani situation, he's not getting that, but he is a U.S. citizen.
Right.
Iran, of course, recognizes nothing, but our State Department could start taking action. That's going to require the American people getting heavily involved. When you talk about persecution, you mentioned 200 million, and you said something that I know there's people that are out there right now saying, did that pastor just say there's no persecution in the United States? And you know what? For the most part, he's not, for the most part, correct. Persecution is having your head cut off because you're a Christian, or being put in a prison or a box in Eritrea. That's persecution. Being told you can't have your Bible study on Thursday evening and you got to get lawyers to get that worked out is not persecution. That's called discrimination, and those you get worked out. This is a whole different level, and there is a distinction between persecution and discrimination.
But we have freedoms. We have freedoms, and we can use the law, as Paul did in Acts 22, for our advantage, and you can move locations. You can change venues. You can put a different spin, a different title on it. But in these countries, in Nigeria, where many Christians are killed covertly, and we never hear about these things just because they hold their faith. And again, I think we are incredibly insulated from the impact this is having, not only for this pastor, but many around the world.
I want to play, this is number five, some of the statements is, well, the Pastor Saeed's wife, Nagme, was on Hannity with me yesterday, but also Jordan had the chance to interview her for our broadcast. Let me play some of this for you, which talks about the emotional toll this takes on a family, and specifically, she's got two kids, how it's impacting them.
It's been very emotional for the kids. My six-year-old understands so much more. She's been asking questions, you know, and a few weeks ago she was crying, Mommy, I'm forgetting Daddy's voice. I don't remember how his voice sounds anymore. I mean, we had to try to arrange some kind of a call so she could hear his voice for a few minutes and just calm down. And so it's just been very difficult for our family, especially for our kids. They don't understand when is Daddy coming home. They don't understand days and months, how long, and they feel like they waited a long time already, and we just want to get him home. We just want to get him back.
And what we want to do is mobilize our resources around the globe at the ACLJ, our global affiliates, offices working at the UN, Strasbourg with the European Union, try everything we can do, the State Department through our D.C. office. But we're going to have to get a lot of attention to this. And I do want to thank the folks at Fox News yesterday for breaking the story. They're very, very important. But, folks, we need your help, too. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org to sign on to this petition, standing with this pastor and his family, seeing what we can do to get him out of prison. It's Christmas. We can take some action here. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255.
You remember the lengthy imprisonment of Youssef Nader Khani, a Christian pastor who spent nearly 3 years in prison in Iran because of his faith, freed only after an international outcry demanding his release. Now, the ACLJ is involved in a new case of religious persecution in Iran. We represent the family of a pastor, an Iranian U.S. citizen, being held in an Iranian prison because of his Christian faith. American pastor Saeed Abedini has a wife and two young children living here in the United States. He's been imprisoned in Iran for months, now facing charges that could result in a lengthy prison term or possibly even the death penalty. The ACLJ is mobilizing all of its international resources, urging the UN, the U.S. government, and Congress to demand the release of Pastor Saeed. Now you can add your name to our petition demanding his immediate release. Sign our petition now. Demand that Iran free American pastor Saeed immediately. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. The release of Pastor Youssef Nader Khani would not have happened without the tremendous coverage from the Christian media and from global news networks like Fox News. Media coverage kept the spotlight on Pastor Youssef, and while the ACLJ is grateful to the millions of people who stood with us in the fight to free Pastor Youssef, the ACLJ is also grateful for the news organizations that kept the focus on this story, including Fox News anchor Megyn Kelly, who interviewed ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow about the victory.
I want to thank you and Fox News for covering this because it gave it a global interest.
The American Center for Law and Justice is specifically dedicated to the ideal that religious freedom and freedom of speech are inalienable, God-given rights. And you stood up for those principles successfully here. Jay, good for you.
With Pastor Youssef now free, the ACLJ continues its work, now focusing on the persecution of other Christians whose rights, whose freedoms are being threatened. Learn more about the work of the ACLJ online, aclj.org.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. Michael Easley is joining me from Fellowship Sherp. We're talking about the theological implications, the political implications. But Michael asked me a question during the break and that we need to be clear on here. What we do when we get your name on a petition. A lot of you know this from our other work, but here it's different because it's an international case. We've got four primary venues we're trying to reach with support. One is, of course, the State Department. In the Nader Khani matter, we did eventually get State Department help, and that really made a difference. Now, here, we got a U.S. citizen, so it should be a really easy situation, but I will tell you right now, no comment from our State Department. And Will, is that still, I'm asking Will, who's our producer, still nothing from the State Department. So that's number one. So we want State Department support. We want Executive Department support from the President. We want a mention from Jay Carney. We had that with the Nader Khani matter. We'd like to get UN support on this. That's important. So our offices that work at the United Nations, both in Strasbourg and New York, are working on that. And then the European Union support. Now that comes through our offices in Strasbourg. So when your name's on this petition, it is shared very, very significantly. So again, if you want to sign on, it's aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. Let's go right to the phones. If you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. Rita is calling from Florida on line 6. Hi, Rita.
Hello.
Yes, you're on the air.
Yes, good afternoon. My question is, if we are all submitting their signature to the State Department, and so far what we say is no forests and no bears, in other words, no answer from them,
right?
No response. Why can we not use pressure on the State Department with claiming if they are about to give planes to Egypt,
right?
And trying to give so much money of American taxpayers to countries around Iran and helping them. Why can't we put now pressure on those countries to pay back the favor and trying also to help relieve?
Rita, you're absolutely correct. We need to utilize those governments we have relationships with in the region to help secure this pastor's release. And you bring up a good point. We've got 20 F-16s and 200 tanks scheduled to go to Egypt, which we are protesting. We think that's ridiculous to a Muslim Brotherhood-led government with an Islamic regime that is getting more radical by the hour. But you got to ask yourself, why aren't we at least relying on these countries we have a relationship with to get a response here? And Michael, let me turn this from a scripture standpoint. Paul suffered. The apostles suffered. Suffering's part of it. But when you've got a situation like this, and then, of course, there's a human side of this. We've got a husband who's got two kids, a wife, he's an American citizen, he's in a brutal jail. What should we be doing? What should we be? I think there's nothing wrong with praying for his release and praying that God would move to the you know, it says the hearts of the king are in the Lord's hands. So what do we do here?
Two things. I think when you read Paul's story in 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 11 about all the beatings, the imprisonment, the shipwreck, a day and a night in the deep, snake bit, all the thing he delineates, right. And he talks about the persecutions, and he says apart from such external things, there's a daily pressure for all the churches. So if I was that pastor in prison, I hope, you know, we would pray that he would have that type of perspective, that, okay, this is not uncommon to some people in these countries who are going to be persecuted for Christ's sake. So pray that he's got the courage and the tenacity to endure whatever they do to this poor gentleman. Secondly, is that we do have, as you pointed out, Paul's right to bang on our Congress door, bang on the State Department's door, and say, as a citizen of the United States, you are responsible to help us. If we're going to have, we're going to pray to Allah and open the House of State Representatives here in our country, it seems to me, sauce for the goose, sauce for the gander. If you're going to open this up, then you should defend those of yours who are abroad fighting for their freedom as well.
Let me read to you a letter that Pastor Saeed wrote from prison just a few weeks ago to his family. Prison is a test of faith. I was always worried that the storms of this life would break the ship of faith, but when you stand in the steadfast ship of faith, the storms are like a nice breeze. Nothing can break the ship of faith. These walls have created more fervor for me to love others through sharing the gospel, but more than that, the walls have deepened my love for my Savior. I feel the prayers of all who are praying for me. I hope to one day meet each one of them face to face and embrace them in my arms. Now, Pastor Saeed came out of radical Islam. He was training to be a suicide bomber. And so this is not it's not an unusual story. We hear these. He's been active in sharing his faith. We do know this also, and this is troubling, that in his prison, reports are that there were some members of Al-Qaeda that were picked up, which the Iranian Revolutionary Guard does not like Al-Qaeda either,
right.
Only because they're not their form of radical.
They're not radical enough.
They're not radical enough, or they're not governmentally attuned to where Iran's trying to take their region of the world. So they look at it as part of that. So this pastor's letter, though, Michael says, prison's a test of faith.
Yeah it is. And again, Paul's testimony is a good parallel for us to pray for him, that he can continue that type of courage in a supernatural way, that somehow the body of Christ's prayers help others. Paul even says that your prayers help me. I don't understand that, Jay, but I know it to be true biblically, and that's our mandate as believers, to pray for him and that he can endure whatever psychological, physical trauma, duration of what they're going to do to him.
That prison is notorious for very difficult abuse situations. Very, very difficult. We're taking some calls. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We're very fortunate today to have in the studio with us Michael Easley. He's a pastor of Fellowship Church. And it's good to get this perspective on it because, folks, this is not just a political battle. There are obviously political ramifications for this, and we're not going to leave a political stone unturned, but there's more to it than that. Leslie's calling from Washington State. Hi, Leslie. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Hi, Merry Christmas, and thank you for all your hard work.
Merry Christmas to you.
I would like to encourage people at this busy time to call and support you. And so I wondered, since I have trust in your impeccable integrity, can you tell us a little bit more about how you vetted this person and what kind of work he was doing in Iran so that we can kind of build our trust to support this case?
Look, I understand exactly where you're coming from. And let me tell you the process. It's a very valid question because you got to make sure the person is sincere. And we have a very thorough process. Let me tell you this, Leslie. We've been working on this for 6 months before you heard a word about it. We check the pastor out. We check his relationships out. We check his family situation out as far as their commitment to their faith, that this is really a faith issue that's involved here, that he's in prison for his faith. He's a U.S. citizen. Other denominations have now risen with us, the Assemblies of God superintendent, which rarely do this. They sent out a national press release yesterday. So you ask a very legitimate question, one that I think many people asked last night after I was on with Hannity. Could this possibly be happening? And the answer is yes, it's happening. By the way, Saeed is just a representative of hundreds of others that are in there. But we've been working on this case for a long time before we went public to you all. Not only checking out the background, but working out diplomatic channels behind the scenes. We only go public on these cases involving the persecuted church when we realize the behind-the-scenes diplomacy is not going to yield fruit. Now, I will tell you, yesterday, yesterday, I was on the phone with a friend of mine who's a pastor in Washington, D.C., someone that Michael Easley knows. And I'm not going to release his name because he's doing something. He has very close relationships with a number of governments that are moderate Muslim regimes. When I say moderate Muslim regimes, that means they're not quite Sharia applicant. But they are still Muslim regimes. But he's got relationships with them. He's got relationships with ambassadors. And he emailed me and we talked and he said, should I utilize my offices to see what they will do? And the answer to that is yes. Remember, with Youssef Nardakhani, it didn't come because the United States said, let this pastor go. It was because the Brazilian government, who does business with Iran, said, you are embarrassing yourself and us to do this. So they embarrassed them into release. That's part of how this process works. So, yes, Leslie, we check out the situation thoroughly. That is a really valid question. It's called, Michael, discernment. And you've got to have discernment in these kind of cases.
Well, and again, back to Acts 22. Paul utilizes the government when he can. Other times he cannot. Christ, of course, is going to endure treatment from the Roman guard, from the Jewish powers that be that were against him in unprecedented lawbreaking, an illegal trial, and a cover of night hearing that they utilized for Christ. So we are not exempt from this, although I think insulated by our American mindset, we think, well, that doesn't happen.
I think that's part of the part of the situation. Yeah. All right, folks, what we're going to be doing is taking more of your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. So you want to talk to us on air. Very interesting that Sean Hannity, talking to the wife yesterday on air, talked about the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. Let me play number 9 for you and tell you what that means. It's a big difference when the Revolutionary Guard's involved. Number 9.
Obviously, he's gone back and forth here. Had little problems, but not big problems. What happened in this case that was different?
I believe that this time the Revolutionary Guard has been handling Saeed's case, and previously the intelligence police was. And I believe the recent change from the intelligence police to the Revolutionary Guard has changed the way they've been treating Christians and mm-hmm. Christian activities in Iran.
The Revolutionary Guard having control over the case is markedly different. The Revolutionary Guard reports directly to the Ayatollah. There's no political accountability in Iran anyways, but there's even less so when you're dealing with the Revolutionary Guard. Folks, we're taking a break. We're going to take your calls when we come back. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Michael Easley's my guest. We're talking about the Pastor Saeed's case. If you want to help us, join that petition, ACLJ.org. Let's get his release, or 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
The release of Pastor Youssef Nardakhani would not have happened without the tremendous coverage from the Christian media and from global news networks like Fox News. Media coverage kept the spotlight on Pastor Youssef, and while the ACLJ is grateful to the millions of people who stood with us in the fight to free Pastor Youssef, the ACLJ is also grateful for the news organizations that kept the focus on this story, including Fox News anchor Megyn Kelly, who interviewed ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow about the victory.
I want to thank you and Fox News for covering this because it gave it a global interest.
The American Center for Law and Justice is specifically dedicated to the ideal that religious freedom and freedom of speech are inalienable, God-given rights. And you stood up for those principles successfully here. Jay, good for you.
With Pastor Youssef now free, the ACLJ continues its work, now focusing on the persecution of other Christians whose rights, whose freedoms are being threatened. Learn more about the work of the ACLJ online, aclj.org. You remember the lengthy imprisonment of Youssef Nardakhani, a Christian pastor who spent nearly 3 years in prison in Iran because of his faith, freed only after an international outcry demanding his release. Now, the ACLJ is involved in a new case of religious persecution in Iran. We represent the family of a pastor, an Iranian U.S. citizen, being held in an Iranian prison because of his Christian faith. American pastor Saeed Abedini has a wife and 2 young children living here in the United States. He's been imprisoned in Iran for months, now facing charges that could result in a lengthy prison term or possibly even the death penalty. The ACLJ is mobilizing all of its international resources, urging the UN, the U.S. government, and Congress to demand the release of Pastor Saeed.
Now you can add your name to our petition demanding his immediate release. Sign our petition now. Demand that Iran free American pastor Saeed immediately. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
All right, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. If you're just joining us, a 32-year-old Iranian who is a U.S. citizen, born in Iran, a Muslim convert to Christianity, has been imprisoned without any formal charges. What else is new? This happens in Iran all the time. He was visiting his family in Iran. Reverend Saeed Abedini lives in the United States with his wife and two children. They haven't seen him since the summer. We've been working on this case for 6 months. If you were explaining this, Michael, and by the way, in our studios with is Michael Leasley, who's been on the broadcast many times before, as a pastor, and you're explaining this to your congregation, what would you be telling them?
You know, one of the appearances we have sometimes of these different cultures, Jay, is can we trust them? Do we know, you know, is this a real deal? Paul has a fascinating argument in Philippians where he talks about there are two groups that proclaim Christ, some from envy, strife, some from goodwill. The latter do it out of love, as I was appointed to. The former proclaim Christ from selfish ambition rather than pure motives. Think about that. Some are doing it the right way, some are doing it the wrong way. And then he says what? In every way, whether in pretense or truth, if Christ is proclaimed, I will rejoice.
Right.
So I think it gives us a bookend. Sometimes our bandwidth, we don't like that.
Yeah.
Not evangelical enough, too much of this, too much that. And I think the caution Paul gives us here, I call it his ecclesiastical bookends. There are people that are doing it differently than we would do it, but if they're proclaiming Christ, the gospel, Paul says, I'll rejoice. And so if this pastor is proclaiming Christ in Iran, in his home, then we should rejoice in what he's doing, and we should come alongside and support him, as Paul says, even if they're doing it out of pretense.
Yeah, and there's no indication at all that that's what's here, but that brings up a very good pick. Yeah, and look, it's culturally very different. So there's a whole panoply of differentials here that we could get into, but the reality is we got a 32-year-old American. You know, here's how I look at it as a lawyer. We got a 32-year-old American citizen in jail in Iran. Forget everything else. Put everything else on the side. A 32-year-old American in jail in Iran, here's the answer from the State Department. Let him go or we take action. He's a U.S. citizen. Then, you know, next they'll claim he's an Israeli spy, which is what they will claim. Remember, they did that with Nardacani. You know, the Zionist regime. That language will come. Hopefully it will not, because the public pressure is going to be so high. But that's going to come. That's what they always do.
They would imprison him if he wasn't a threat of some kind.
Of course. And they view Christianity as
a threat
to the regime.
Right.
Yeah. And why would,
If he was a double agent, if he was a Muslim and a Christian cloak, they wouldn't be putting him in jail.
Of course not. But they view him as a threat to what they call civil unrest. They'll say it's issues of national security. All right, we're going to go back to the phones, 1-800-684-3110. James is calling on line 5. Hi, James. James, you're on the air.
Yes, can you hear me? I'm on a cell phone. So
we can hear you great. You're on the air. You're live to 900 stations, so go ahead.
From taking my call.
Sure.
My question to you is, I got in on this kind of late, so forgive me for if I'm repeating what's already been discussed, but has this issue been brought forth? I know it's been spoken reported on Fox News, but has it been actually sent to the bureaus of, you know, the other major news outlets, ABC?
Yes. Releases just gone out yesterday. I mean, I understand we just went public on this yesterday. So it's just happening. Fox, fortunately, at least Lisa Daftari from Fox News posted a piece on foxnews.com. I was on Sean Hannity's program last night. Jordan is on, I think, Fox and Friends on Sunday with Nagmeh, the wife of Pastor Saeed. So there's coverage. But there's a lot of other things going on right now, and there's a financial cliff that the United States may be, you know, rolling over. So there's a lot of competing interests. What we have to do, and I think this is the critical thing is keep the focus on this. We've got a U.S. citizen in jail. He's a Christian. It is Christmas. Get him out. I mean, it's really that simple. And what we've got to do is we are letting government officials know. Huffington Post, I'm just getting a report, had a piece on it today. So that's some positive developments there. Maybe we can get that posted if it's appropriate. So, yes, other sources are picking it up, and those become helpful. And, you know, I'm going to go back to the analogy, Michael, of Paul when he said, I'm a citizen of Rome. I've got rights. You're not running me through the back of the prison here. I'm going through the front. You've got to do this. I'm a citizen of Rome. Here's a U.S. citizen. Now, he doesn't have a lot of rights in Iran, but as a U.S. citizen, he has the right of, you know, your passport says, this is a citizen of the United States of America. You have certain rights. They've confiscated his passports, and he may have been traveling on an Iranian passport, but I'm sure he has his U.S. passport as well. But there's nothing wrong as a Christian in a situation like this to take action
Absolutely.
Of self-defense.
Absolutely. And he has and whatever rights he's got, even as an Iranian citizen, there's got to be some ability for him to, you know, say foul to this, right?
Right.
I mean, he should be appointed some type of advocate there.
Yeah, he's got a lawyer. His lawyer's been denied access to him. Again, this is typical of the Iranian regime. But he's you know, his letter was encouraging. But let me tell you, things can change quickly in these prisons. And when you've got these situations, you've got to go. And, you know, he's an American citizen. It was interesting last night. When I was on Hannity, Michael, after our segment was done, it went right into Greta Van Susteren. And she had Governor Palin on talking about some completely different. I mean, a completely different conversation. But she was asked specifically about Sharia law and about freedoms generally. Let's play number 7 and number 8.
Sharia law does call for apostates, those who would convert to Christianity, they can be put to death. Why is it that we would advocate, especially sending our sons and daughters in conflict, they being willing to make the ultimate sacrifice to usher in Sharia democracy in the Middle East? We really need to rethink what it is that we're doing in some of these countries and our monetary support and military support in some of these countries that would ever support such a thing. This is America. We have these freedoms, and we are willing to fight and die for our freedoms. That's why it's so extremely important to protect our Constitution. We are tolerant of other religions and other viewpoints, and nowhere else but America do we have such a privilege, such a blessing to be able to live as we do.
This brings to a point that you said earlier when you first came on, Michael, and that is persecution versus acts of discrimination. It's hard for Americans to get their head around the level of persecution that Christians are feeling around the world.
Well, when you travel abroad a lot, and when you travel, I remember the first time I ever saw it face-to-face was in the 90s, Jay, in Nigeria. And unfortunately, it was a group of Muslims and the jaundice and hatred, and later being moved from place to place, as you have so often, my Nigerian friends saying, we were in danger. We thought they were going to kill you. Now, they didn't tell me that at the time,
right?
Thank goodness.
Right.
But you get a perspective when you travel around the globe where we don't have the freedoms we have in this country, even though we're harassed, even though it's complicated, even though we feel there's a, quote, war against Christmas, we still can say these things. These countries, you cannot.
Yeah, and that makes all the difference in the world, folks. Let me encourage you to do this. Pray for this pastor and his family, especially at Christmas. And you should be praying for him at any time. We're going to work on the situation. We're going to keep you posted tomorrow. There may be some more breaking news on this, so we will keep you posted. Michael Easley's been my guest. Michael, thanks for being with us in the studio.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, as always. Folks, a couple things you can do. If you go to ACLJ.org, we have posted about a 70-second video summary of the case. It gives you a good assessment of what we've got. 70 seconds. Send that out on Facebook. Share it with your friends. Very important for you to do that. Go to our Facebook, also our social media, Twitter. Jordan does a very active Twitter feed. I do. The ACLJ does. You can get all of that at ACLJ.org, Facebook as well. Get involved in the social media. We're going to win this through media advocacy. So that's where all of you come in and make a big difference. Again, if you want to help out, you can sign this petition, which will help out, at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. Or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255.
The ACLJ is mobilizing all of its international resources, urging the UN, the U.S. government, and Congress to demand the release of Pastor Saeed. Now you can add your name to our petition demanding his immediate release. Sign our petition now. Demand that Iran free American Pastor Saeed immediately. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.